Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Grams. We are on day 1752 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Grams for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Grams. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Gahil Gibran, and it is, a little knowledge that acts is worth infinitely more than much knowledge that is idle. So today's nugget of wisdom is knowledge that acts. In our current message series, The Church, we are studying from the letter of James, which is closely related to this quote. Our theme for this series is faith is work in action. If we have knowledge that we should act on and do not take action, our knowledge is worthless. We are not to be idle in our lives, but to use the wisdom and knowledge provided by God to take action toward building His kingdom. God does not expect us just to accumulate knowledge, but to assist those who are in need when we can help. However, as Christ followers and citizens of God's kingdom, we have a responsibility to use the little knowledge we have and multiply it through our actions. That is true value. Knowledge with no action is idleness, and there is no value in idleness. In the letter of James, he focuses on this concept, except he uses the word faith instead of knowledge. In this situation, they are indeed similar. James chapter 2, verses 14 through 20. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it in your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing and you say, goodbye and have a good day, stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,750 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek is downloaded to you automatically. And if you'd also like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.